It's 10 a.m. and we're here today at the Nova Scotia Legislature on Hollis Street, where the striking school support staff are rallying at Province House today.
Sandra Mullen, NSGEO president.
And can you tell us what we're doing here today at the Legislature, Sandra?
Our members are here to make some noise, to get their point across to the members here that they deserve to have parity. So they deserve to be paid the same for the same work. All of our MLAs here in this province get the same base salary, whether they live here in Metro or they live in Yarmouth or Cape Breton. That's the bottom line. They should be paid the same for the same work. Our ECE programs, our EAs who work in this province, the qualifications are there. They should be paid the same for the same work.
And what is the payment difference that is not the same?
We have seen some discrepancies as high as $7 an hour. Folks, minimum wage to start in the valley to come in as an unqualified EA. That same position in another county starts at $17. That's not fair. And it's not right.
When was the last time you noticed a wage increase?
They've been without a contract since their contract expired in April of 21. We've been to the table since November of 21. We've been to the table for a year trying to negotiate. The wage pattern that was set previously with our civil service, the 1.5, 1.5, 3, and 0.5, that's not the issue they're concerned with here. It's about the fact that beside that, they should be leveled up. They should be paid the same as their counterparts in other centers for education.
And who's out here today?
Today we have members from our Annapolis Valley Regional Center for Education. We have members from our South Shore Regional Center for Education. Both those lines are on strike. And we have our board members, our staff, our local folks, parents are here supporting, family are here supporting the members who have been out on strike. So it is, we probably have close to 400 members here and making sure the members hear their concern.
Thank you. Is there anything else you would like to add for Dalhousie audiences?
We hear the suffering that's gone on at Dalhousie with the staff who are out on strike there, and we support that. We have members as well at Dalhousie, and they have been out on the lines on the noon hours and break time so they can support them. The timing for us was unfortunate because we've had our own strike going on at the same time. But folks deserve to be bargained with at the table, and they deserve a fair wage. And again, in their circumstance, it was about leveling up. And so we're hopeful they can find the right deal.
I'm Teresa Mulay, and I am an ECE with the pre-primary program at the South Shore.
Amber Purdy, ECE lead, pre-primary South Shore.
And I'm Jenna Himmelman, support EC in the pre-primary program in the South Shore.
And can you tell us what we're doing today at the Legislature?
We're here to support all of our NSGEU members, support staff, ECEs, along the South Shore, Annapolis Valley. We want the same wage for the same work across Nova Scotia.
And we would also like their respect as well on top of it.
I think that's it. The parity for the wages is pretty unfair and pretty drastic. I know that Halifax alone makes $15,000 more than we do as lead ECEs at the SSRCE. So we are fighting for all members for that wage parity.
And how long have you been at this profession?
I have been an ECE for a while, but with the school board now for a little over 5 years.
I've been here with the pre-primary program since it started on the South Shore 6 years ago, but I've been an ECE since 1993, so I'm a dinosaur.
Have you seen any changes in wages since being in this?
Well, wages has increased, but not... I used to work in daycare, so as I find daycare never had... ECEs never had respect. There's been just... it's a woman's job, they thought. It's mostly a woman, people that are women that work in this field, just have never been respected for the jobs we do, working with early childhood teaching children from very young age. And children have changed so much, and we just want respect for what we do.
And we also want a livable wage. Most of us are mothers, and we're all supporting our families, and we can't do that on the wage that we make. So I don't want to have to question, do I need to pay this bill this month, or can I provide for my son this month?
What are you hoping today's rally will achieve?
We're really hoping to shake things up for Tim Houston and to get him to smarten up, and for the government to give us the funding that we need for all of us to make the money we deserve.
I asked, what are you hoping today's rally will achieve?
I'm hoping it will bring awareness. They say that the early years are the most crucial time in a child's development, and we deserve to be respected and paid for helping them, help fostering them during that time. So,
yeah, and our learning goals are that we're teaching the children in our care is fairness, and we feel this is just not a fair for us. We're teaching them fairness, inclusion, and this is not happening in our field.
Is there anything else you'd like to add for Dalhousie audiences?
I'd like to say that Tim Houston made us go back to school in peaks during the pandemic and said that that was the place for children to be, because that was where they get their safe meal, their safe environments, and some of them their only meals in a day. Yet here he is with all of these pre-primary students, people with disabilities locked out of the school, and he doesn't care about that. So when it comes to having to pay us while we're out of the building, it's not okay. But if we're out of the building and those children suffer and he doesn't have to pay us, that is okay. That's the wrong message to be sending.
Can I ask you to clarify a little about the people with disabilities being locked out?
Well, in the South, the Annapolis Valley, their TAs or their EAs aren't working, their educational assistants. So children with autism or disabilities have been told that they have to stay home and they're not allowed to go to school because there is not the support there for them. So how's that for inclusion?
Some of our pre-primaries too that have disabilities that would have just been starting programs right now with outside agencies in our buildings can't access these programs because they're not in school.